Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 22nd of September. Hope you're all well. Hope you're good. Right, there's nothing for FTS until Friday. There's a bit of China, MLS, Brazil stuff over the next couple of days, but none of that will qualify for any of the bets that go on the FTS website. You might find a couple for the pod through it, but there's nothing for today. Okay, I think, what did I want to talk about? I want to talk about, I don't really know how to even go about it, but it's, or what you would call it, but we sort of live in this world, didn't we, with social media where everything's shared, and obviously people share stuff about betting and punting and football, and I go on about it, and I watched, I'll tell you what I watched, and you'll laugh at this, that it can be so poignant, but I found it poignant. On Apple TV, I have watched Ted Lasso, the American Jason Sudeikis playing the football manager, American playing a football manager of Richmond, who are sort of a mythical Premier League club. And I've actually quite enjoyed it, quite amusing. But it... in the episode, the last episode, he was taking somebody on at darts in the pub, and he was just talking about the difference between being curious and being judgmental. And I think that's the world we live in now. Everybody is judgmental, aren't they, on everybody else? Always got to have something to say about something and something to say about people and what they're doing. Not curious about it, just want to judge it. Just want to, you know, my way's better than your way, and I do this, and why do you do that? And that doesn't work. You know, I've talked about it many times. It drives me absolutely bananas, and I go back to the fact that I don't enter into gambling discussions on Twitter for that exact reason. People have asked me to get involved in numerous things. What do you think of this? Ian, you should have a comment on this. And I don't, because I've got no interest in it whatsoever. I genuinely cannot think of anything worse. And it certainly wasn't anywhere in my plans to join social media to start talking about people gambling. I don't particularly like the gambling community that's on social media very much. I think they're all... bellends. I think they all just up their own arses. You've got to have a bit of ego in this game, but up their own arses, telling everybody how good they are, criticising everybody else, and being judgmental. Not being curious, being judgmental, and that's it. But obviously that leads into you guys who've joined FTS and things, sharing results. Absolutely fine. I've got no problem with it whatsoever. So, you know, Joe Hamilton has posted great results over the past couple of weeks. And you know, the idea of what we do is to provide tools for people to use. As you know, I keep saying, it's not tipping, it's to provide. So people will get different results because they'll use them in different ways. I think what you've got to understand is having, not reacting to it too much. I've already had two or three emails, and it's in response to Joe, really, because he's doing well and people aren't doing so good. And it comes down to, again, that being more intrigued or more involved in what other people are doing than what you're doing. Do not think for one minute that Joe will not have bad days or hasn't had bad days. Every single person, everybody, I don't care who they are, unless they're an out-and-out liar, everybody has bad runs in this game. I have them. We're coming up to the anniversary of my worst run ever when I come back from Japan last year. But I think the immediacy of, you know, I deal with so many people now, probably too many from my own standpoint, to be fair, but that's my own fault. I made that bed. Everybody wants things so immediately. Everybody wants to go at a breakneck speed, and everybody's so concerned if they're not winning and somebody else is, even over one day, that I just find it, I find it insufferable. You know, and I keep coming back to the same thing. It doesn't matter what Joe's doing. Joe's got his plan and stick to it. It doesn't have any bearing. If there wasn't social media, you wouldn't even know who he was. And that's the big difference between when I started 12, 13 years ago. You didn't know anything about any of this, but people now can react so quickly to what other people are doing, and almost seem obsessed by it that they do either judge it, you know, you get, oh, you're lying, your results are bollocks, this, that, and the other. You get all that side, don't you? Judgmental, equally nonsense, or don't know what you're talking about, this doesn't work, that doesn't work, you get that, or why aren't I getting what he's getting? Why aren't I getting, why is he doing that and I'm not? Joe's not going to tell you what he does, and no, nor should he. But, you know, I know that Joe has had bad times. I know that for a fact, that he's struggled. And fair play to him. I love to see him winning. But it's 2 weeks in. I keep saying, but it's 2 weeks in. The Germans have played one game, so have the Italians. This is early season form. You know, don't go panicking about what other people are doing. Emails. Why is he winning and I'm not? You know, and people getting 5-point losses. Can you check it? Is this going to go wrong? A 5-point loss, you're laying at, one guy's laying at prices 4-6, and he's wondering why he's got a 5-point loss and panicking about it. Relax yourselves. You know, hopefully, as I've gone on all through the summer, you get yourself set up and then you go through it. I mean, I've got a second half system at the minute. It's running at about 98%. I know it can't continue. You enjoy it when it does, but it can't possibly continue. It does historically run at about 90, but it's barely having, you know, just not having any losers, but it will do. It is just a run through. So, yeah, that's sort of all I wanted to say today was don't worry so much what other people... We've got a real thing with social media now that has been the catalyst of it. Everything is instant and everybody worries what other people are doing. And you've got to take... It doesn't matter what life you're in. It doesn't matter whether you're trying to lose weight, trying to progress in your career, trying to start a family, whatever. Everybody's telling everybody else what to do and what is right and what is wrong. And there isn't any... It's, you know, it's not opinion. It's what I've said before. People giving their opinions as facts. People telling everybody how it is and their way is right. And they won't listen to anybody else. What they say is 100% gospel and they've read it on the front page of the Sun or a Sun tweet and that makes it gospel. Or Denise Welch has said it on TV. That makes it gospel. Or Boris Johnson can't ever be wrong because he's the Prime Minister and I love the Tories and he's got to be right 100% of the time. Or Keir Starmer because I'm Labour all the way and he must be. It's all complete and utter nonsense. If you actually go and think about what you're doing, it's nonsense. And I like that phrase, be curious. Be, you know, I've said to people all along, read for yourself, be curious, don't be judgmental. Yeah, and that's it. That's the theory of today. That's it. That's all I've got. As I say, there's not much bets. I'm not going to really get involved in the horses till sort of October when the NH season's underway now, so I won't have any nags even. So yeah, it's just we just bide our time and wait for the next round of football. But I will be back every day because I've got nothing better to do and I like to speak to you lot. So have a lovely Tuesday. I'm going to get my Sainsbury's delivery now because he's just pulled up, and I am going to. I'm a VIP. I get a VIP slot same time every week. Don't know how that even came about, all through Sam having COPD, I think. And then I'm going to get my head into, I've got a load of Excel I'm catching up on. And then we've got to go to my boy's house, which I'd forgotten about. I'm going over there later. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow, giving you a full rundown on what I'm doing. I'll be back in the morning.